Today is the deadline for employees of Essentia Health to get a flu shot or risk being fired. The healthcare system based in Duluth changed its policy recently to require all of its roughly 15,000 employees to get the vaccine or receive a medical or religious exemption. Essentia says the change is needed to protect patients, but as Dan Crocker reports, some experts say the evidence isn't strong enough to make the shots mandatory.
For the past year, Scott Harvey, who lives outside Chisholm on the Iron Range, has worked as an administrative representative at Essentia Health in Duluth. The 50-year-old says despite having what he calls a well-paying job, he has no plans to be vaccinated.
I don't see how an employer can have the right to decide what I have to do to my body in order to keep a job.
For years, Essentia's flu shot policy for employees was purely voluntary, and about 70% got the shot. A couple years ago, Essentia tried to motivate more employees to get vaccinated by making them explicitly opt out of getting the shot. That boosted the compliance rate to 82%. Essentia says after making the policy mandatory last month, 98% of employees have either gotten vaccinated or received an exemption. That leaves about 300 employees who could lose their jobs for refusing to get a flu shot. Essentia says the purpose of its policy isn't to get rid of employees, but to protect them and patients.
Because we are taking care of patients who have certain medical conditions that put them at higher risk if they catch influenza while hospitalized.
Rajesh Prabhu is an infectious disease physician and chief patient quality and safety officer at Essentia Health.
Patients do acquire influenza while hospitalized. We had several cases last season across Essentia. It may not seem like many people, but for each person, it's 100% to them. So the goal of this is to get as many people immunized to reduce that risk for our patients.
Prabhu says the policy change is consistent with recommendations from the Centers for Disease Control and the Minnesota Department of Health. Both agencies recommend that all healthcare personnel get the flu vaccine, but both also stop short of recommending mandates for healthcare workers. State Infectious Disease Director Chris Erisman says to consider something as strong as a mandate, the data in support of such a move needs to be clear.
And when it comes to the impact of healthcare worker vaccinations, you know, and the impact of a mandate, the data just aren't there, or they aren't, you know, compelling enough for us to move in that direction.
Michael Osterholm, director for the Center of Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota, says a recent analysis of major studies on the issue could not find any demonstrable benefit from mandatory healthcare worker vaccination programs. Flu vaccines typically are 40 to 60% effective. Osterholm says you would think then that mandating the shot would still benefit hospitals because that means about half of healthcare workers would be protected.
But equally important is that for some healthcare workers who get vaccinated, assuming that they are protected, they may actually, in fact, come to work when they shouldn't be working with fever and chills and actually have a false sense of security and transmit the virus to these patients.
Osterholm calls mandatory policies an overreach that science does not support. Essentia says those who have not applied for an exemption and refuse a flu shot will lose their jobs today. The company is still working with employees whose applications for exemptions are still in the review process. Paula Bullion, a certified surgical technologist who's worked for Essentia in Duluth for more than 15 years, says her termination date has been extended until next Monday. She says she loves her job and the people she works with, but she says she's still not willing to get a flu shot.
That's my choice. And they're taking away my choice to either receive or to take an injection into my body that I do not want.
Bullion has filed a grievance through her union, the United Steelworkers. Other unions representing Essentia workers are also filing grievances. They're seeking a policy that rewards getting flu shots rather than making them mandatory. Covering health, I'm Dan Crocker, Minnesota Public Radio News, Duluth.